Hunter at Sunrise, 89.5 WHRV, HD2 Alt Radio, and HunterAtSunrise.com.
And it is Hunter at Sunrise Acoustic, eclectic music for your Sunday morning. We're streaming live at HunterAtSunrise.com, WHRV.org, and AltRadio.org. We're on your digital radio at 89.5 WHRV, HD2 Alt Radio. You know we like to do acoustic sessions on this show, especially those brought to you with support from Christine Wern and the Chrism Institute of Aesthetics in Virginia Beach. Make passion for skincare a profession. Check out their ad at hunteratsunrise.com. And joining me here in the studio for the very first time, and I'm not quite sure why it took us so long, Trett Fury is here on our program. Trett, how are you?
I'm good. Well, we actually just met a few weeks ago.
Yeah, I know, but you know, I've heard about you and I've heard of you, and I actually heard you on the radio playing once. And I said, I got to find out where that lady is so she can be on the show. And then what happens is we're on a panel to judge Christmas songs, and finally.
Yep. That's right.
It comes together.
Finally. Yeah.
What would you like to play for us first,
well,
Jerry?
Last solstice, I realized I did not have a solstice song, so I decided to write one last year.
What is a solstice song?
It's really a love song that's based around the solstice.
Okay.
Yeah. So, you know, and that's, I love the solstice because that's when the days start getting longer again. So.
Gotcha.
Here we go. It's called With You. Nearly reached the shortest day of the year. The lamps are on at midday, and I'm the only one who's here. You leave here when the sun comes up, you're back home when it's down, and I feel like I'm the only one in town. Solstice is just right around the corner. The days are getting chilly, and I'm wishing it were warmer. I sit here by the fire, waiting for you to come home, so I don't have to feel so all alone. When I'm in your arms, there's not any day, the short or long, the dark or light, or anything but heavenly and true. When I'm in your arms, there is only one everlasting time, and that time is all I ever want. Nearly reached the end of another year. You're off for 10 whole days and nights, and that's exciting for me to hear. We'll watch some Christmas movies, maybe see a show or two, but I'll be happy just being here with you. When I'm in your arms, there's not any day, the short or long, the dark or light, or anything but heavenly and true. When I'm in your arms, there is only one everlasting time, and that time is all I ever want with you. When the days start getting a little longer, you'll be back to work, but I'll be feeling stronger. Because the light will make things lighter, and the sun will shine on through, and I'll be happy just waiting here for you. when I'm in your arms, there's not any day, short or long, this dark or light, or anything but heavenly and true. When I'm in your arms, there is only one everlasting time, and that time is all I ever want with you. Yeah, that time is all I ever want with you.
Trett Fury here on Hunter at Sunrise.
Thank you.
And I might mention we are streaming this live on Facebook, so if you find it in your feed, please share it with your friends so everyone can see Trett Fury here this morning. Welcome, 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 finally. You know, you are, I say in the headline on our webpage that you are a veteran. You really, truly are a veteran singer-songwriter, right? You've
yes,
been around for over 50 years.
Yes, I have.
You started when you were 16, I understand.
Well, I started when I was 16, but I started professionally when I was 19.
Uh-huh.
And my first professional gig was I was a guitar player for Spencer Davis.
Yes, I heard that.
Yeah.
What was Spencer Davis like?
He was a great guy. He was a really good businessman because he was smart enough to put his name on the group. I mean, Stevie Winwood was really the talent of the group. But Spencer was a great guy. And I got to work with him when he was doing acoustic blues.
Uh-huh.
And at the time, I was a blues player.
Uh-huh.
And so he hired me. He had never worked with a woman before. And he hired me, and I went on the road with him and brought in a bass player friend of mine. And we did a trio for about a year and a half. I did an album with him called Mousetrap.
Oh, okay.
And after that, I was able to get my own deal and put out my first album in 73, and it was produced by the late, great Lowell George.
Now, what was he like to work with?
He was fantastic. I mean, he was my mentor.
Oh, my gosh.
He was an amazing, so talented and so smart and so gifted. And he knew how to bring out the best in people, in musicians.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was a joy to work with and a great loss in the music.
Yes, it was so sad when he passed away.
Yeah,
I actually got to see him front Little Feet at a concert, and it was amazing.
Oh, yeah.
He was absolutely amazing.
He sure was.
Well, that's sure must be a great memory for you to remember him and Spencer Davis. Spencer Davis Group, man, they are awesome.
Yeah. I played with him again in 75. He was doing a retro Spencer Davis stuff, and I had to sing things like "I'm a Man" and "Give Me Some Lovin'," and it really wasn't my thing, so that did not last long.
Well, ever since then, you've put out like 17 solo records, some with
three with Chris Williamson.
Yeah, Chris
and
Williamson.
The rest were all solo.
Right, and wow, and the latest is "Stone by Stone," which you put out in 2020.
Yep.
That can be bought on your website, I'm sure.
And absolutely, yeah. It's on Bandcamp. It's on my website. It's you can get it through all the services.
Yeah. Well, what else would you like to play for us here? We're talking with Trett Fury here on Hunter at Sunrise.
Well, I'll do a Christmas song. I've written. Well, actually, two. Well, one is not a Christmas song. It's called "Peace on Earth." It's good for any time.
Right.
But I actually wrote an actual Christmas song. I'm not really consider myself a Christian, but it is about the infant king, and it's called "The Infant King."
So. Oh, okay. Here's Trett Fury here on Hunter at Sunrise.
Better in tune. Many in this Christmas time put aside all earthly woes to sing the praise of the infant king and spread good cheer around the home.
share good times with friends so fine, to share good food all winter grown. But gifts become so burdensome, expected more than hearth and home. And death so often in this time, that taints the joy that Christmas holds. I've seen it in my family, and pressured it through winter's cold. But this is time for love and hope, for sharing all the season brings, to find forgiveness in your heart and sing the praise of the infant King. So Merry Christmas, one and all, whatever you may hold instead. I promise honor by my means and passage through my heart and head. So many in this Christmas time put aside all earthly woes to sing the praise of the infant King and spread good cheer around the home.
Ah, yes. Tret Fury here on Hunter at Sunrise. So, Christmas isn't that exciting for you this year?
You know, it's a hard. I lost my mother on December 23rd many years ago now. So Christmas always does have that tint of darkness to it. And I also I like a lot of sunlight, so the dark time of the year is hard for me to navigate. This year is hard because only one of our four children are going to be home. And in fact, that's been true since COVID. The last time we saw two of our other three kids was in 2019. So that's a hard thing to not have your kids at home.
Yeah. Well, you've written a lot of music. What would you suggest to people who are just starting out in the songwriting business?
Just, you know, follow your dreams. It's a hard time to be an artist in this world. There's no support for the arts in this country, really. Yeah. And it's hard to make a living because, you know, very few people buy CDs anymore.
Yeah.
And people stream. And streaming is great. But if you don't buy the music as well as stream, we're not going to be able to make the music.
Right.
And that's what I tell my audiences at every show. You know, it's great if you stream, but buy the music first. Even if you throw it in a drawer or give it to someone who has a CD player, we won't be able to continue to make music.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You travel a lot, right?
I do. And
you're home now for the holidays, but you're getting ready to go back out again after that?
Well, I'm leaving for Arizona towards the end of January for just a 10-day tour, and then I'm home again. I do a couple cruises at the end of February. Olivia Travel, which originally was Olivia Music, which was the first women's record company. They went into the travel business because music doesn't make you a lot of money,
right.
And they've been successful giving women chances to travel the world. And now I haven't been on one of the Olivia cruises since 2020 when Chris and I split up. So this will be it's back-to-back two cruises. And after that, I start touring again. I'm doing some shows with Christine Havrila, which we have done last year.
Okay.
And then I head out to the South and then the Northeast. I actually haven't played New England since COVID. Mm-hmm. I've mostly been playing the Midwest and the South, and the West Coast. So this is going to be – it's going to be a good year again.
Do you still have family that live in the Midwest? I know you're from there.
Yeah, well, I have a brother in Madison and a brother in Marquette, Michigan, and I have lots of nieces and nephews in the Midwest, yeah.
When you're out there traveling, they all show up, I guess.
Oh, absolutely. Plus, one of my favorite nieces lives in Bowling Green, which is about a 10-hour drive from here. So that's my stopping point whenever I go to the Midwest.
I see.
Yeah, it's great.
We're talking with Tret Fury here on Hunter at Sunrise. Would you like to do one more for us?
Absolutely.
Here?
I'll do a song from Stone by Stone.
Yes, this is the latest album.
And it's a song it's appropriate for the season as well because it's a song about forgiveness. Mm-hmm. And this is the time of the year when we all, well, any time of the year, we should show forgiveness for in our lives because it is the most healing thing you can do. But often in this time of the year, it's a way to start over as the new year approaches.
Sure.
It's called the prayer in the wheel.
Here's Trent Fury here on Hunter at Sunrise.
I watched you walk away, and I watched us fall apart, and I wondered how I'd get through it, and how I'd ever regain my heart. But the sun still shines, and the rain still falls, and the moon comes out, and the birds still call, and forgiveness is a powerful thing. I can still hear those words and sense the pain in my heart, but I don't lie awake any longer, wondering how it all came apart. 'Cause the sun still shines and the rain still falls, and the moon comes out, and the birds still call, and forgiveness is a powerful thing. And I wish you the best, I wish you so well, and I hope you never ever have to go through that hell. But the beautiful thing is that hell isn't real. It's when you're caught between the prayer and the wheel. And because I let you go, my stilled heart started anew. And because I didn't let my sorrow linger, I found a whole new world and a love so true. 'Cause the sun still shines and the rain still falls, and the moon comes out and the birds still call, and forgiveness is a powerful thing. And I wish you the best, I wish you so well, and I hope you never ever have to go through that hell. But the beautiful thing is that hell isn't real. It's when you're caught between the prayer and the wheel. As the sun still shines, the rain still falls, the moon comes out, and the birds still call, and forgiveness is a powerful thing.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Trent Fury here on Hunter at Sunrise. And that is so true, isn't it, what you just said in that song? Man, I really appreciate you coming down here today.
Oh, my pleasure.
It's been a lot of fun. And
it has.
Again, the name of the album is Stone by Stone, and it's your 17th record. You must really feel great about that.
I do, and I'm getting ready to start my 18th.
Yeah.
And I'm hoping to do it locally.
Oh, you're going to try to do it here?
I am going to try to do it here.
You have any sort of idea? How long does it take you to put in an album together?
Well, it depends. Like the album I did in 2020, which came out at the beginning of 2021, I was able, because of COVID, I was able to do the whole thing within a matter of weeks. Uh-huh. Record the whole thing. It took about 2 months from start to finish. Usually it takes me longer because I have to tour, you know, between sessions. But if I can time it right, I'm hoping to have something out by summer at the very least.
Do you know where you're going to record?
Well, I'm hoping to work with Kim Person.
I knew it.
And talk. We've wanted to work together for a long time, so I'm hoping.
Yeah.
We're going to sit down and chat about it.
Yeah, when you said locally, I went,
yeah.
Kim
and
Person.
So many great musicians in town, so many yes. great guitar players.
Oh, my gosh. We have a plethora.
Yes, absolutely.
Guitar players.
Yeah.
Well, once again, I really appreciate you doing this today.
Thank you. I'm so glad, Hunter. I'm so glad we worked this out.
And we wish you the happiest of holidays.
Yes, you too, and everyone out there. Happy holidays
yes.
to everyone.